Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. US government shutdown begins amid political deadlock, hits key services and delays salaries of thousands of workers. 12 people killed as violent protests grip Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, with mass demonstrations demanding basic rights. At least 25 people killed in Ethiopia after collapse of an under-construction church in Amhara region. Death toll in the Philippines due to 6.9 magnitude earthquake reaches 69. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses grief over widespread damage. And UN raises concerns over nationwide internet blackout in Afghanistan. In the United States, a federal government shutdown has begun following a political deadlock after Democrats and Republicans in Congress failed to reach an agreement to pass a temporary funding bill before the end of the fiscal year. In the Senate, where 60 votes are required to pass the measures, Republicans, despite holding 53 seats, were unable to gain support from the 7 Democrats needed to advance the bill. Approximately 7,50,000 federal workers now face unpaid furloughs, with an estimated $400 million in lost wages per day. Essential services, including military operations, NASA space missions, air traffic control, and social security payments, will continue. But many federal agencies are scaling back operations. Taiwan has resisted calls from Washington to transfer 50% of its chip manufacturing to the U.S., emphasizing the economic and logistical importance of maintaining its semiconductor base at home. The move comes amid heightened U.S. concerns over its reliance on Taiwan's semiconductor output. Vice President Ching Li-Chiun said that no commitment had been made in recent trade talks and emphasized Taiwan's strategic need to keep production local. The India-European Free Trade Association, EFTA, Trade and Economic Partnership came into effect from today. The agreement was signed on the 10th of March last year in New Delhi. TEPA is India's FTA with 4 developed European nations, including Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland. The Commerce Industry Ministry in a statement said, agreement offers binding commitment of $100 billion investment in India in the next 15 years. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani, Dr. Ranjit Mehta, CEO and Secretary General of the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, highlighted the benefits of the India-EFTA agreement for exporters.
India's Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement with EFTA opens premium European markets for Indian goods like textiles, pharma, and food products while ensuring lower tariffs on precision imports. With EFTA's $100 billion investment commitment over 15 years, this agreement is set to create jobs, boost manufacturing, and deepen India's role in global value chains.
Finland President Alexander Stubb's speech at the United Nations General Assembly strongly echoed India's long-standing demand for a seat on the United Nations Security Council. Mr. Stubb emphasized the need to reform multilateral institutions, highlighting that the current UN structure still reflects the post-World War II order of 1945, which no longer aligns with today's geopolitical realities. South Africa's ambassador to France, Nathi Metwetwa, has been found dead at Paris in France a day after being reported missing. The 58-year-old diplomat was discovered in the interior courtyard of the Hyatt Regency Hotel yesterday by a security guard. The Kremlin has confirmed that peace negotiations with Ukraine are currently paused. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said today that expert-level discussions could precede any potential meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In a related development, a Russian-guided aerial bomb attack on the northeastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv overnight injured 6 people and sparked several fires. Meanwhile, Ukraine faced a sharp 38% increase in Russian drone and missile strikes in September compared to August, according to Air Force data. This is Akashwani, and you're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, at least 12 civilians have been killed over the past 3 days in violent protests as demonstrators clashed with Pakistani security forces demanding basic rights. The most recent violence unfolded today with 8 civilians killed during confrontations at Neelam Bridge and other locations. In Ethiopia, at least 25 people were killed when a church under construction collapsed in Amhara region today. The tragedy occurred at Menjar Shenkora Arerti Mariam Church during an annual St. Mary celebration where many worshippers had gathered. More than 100 people were also injured. The death toll due to an earthquake that hit central Philippines has risen to 69. More than 150 people are injured following a powerful 6.9 magnitude earthquake that struck the coast city of Cebu in the Philippines' central Visayas region last night. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the loss of lives and widespread damage caused by the earthquake in the Philippines. The United Nations has raised concerns over a nationwide internet blackout in Afghanistan, warning it severely disrupting earthquake relief efforts. Survivors in remote, mountainous regions remain cut off from aid with no access to communication, financial services or emergency support. With Afghans abroad unable to reach families, international observers fear the blackout will deepen the ongoing economic and social crisis. The dengue outbreak in Bangladesh has worsened, with over 200 deaths reported since January. Hospitals in Dhaka and other major cities are overwhelmed as thousands of new cases pour in. More from our correspondent.
Public health experts attribute the surge to prolonged monsoon rains, stagnant water and inadequate mosquito control measures. They have urged immediate community action alongside intensified government-led drives to destroy breeding ground of the Aedes aegypti mosquito, the primary carrier of the disease. Authorities have also appealed to citizens to remain vigilant, seek early medical attention and follow preventive guidelines. Bangladesh has faced recurring dengue outbreaks in recent years, but the rising fatalities this year have sparked serious concern among health officials and the public alike. Nawalsang Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Meanwhile, Pakistan's capital Islamabad reported 52 new dengue cases in a single day, with 33 cases from rural areas and 19 from urban zones. Flash floods in Ukraine's Odessa region have claimed 9 lives, including a family of 5 trapped in their ground floor home. The emergency services reported today that torrential rain sparked chaos, leaving hundreds stranded and 42,000 people without power. Several provinces in Laos are battling widespread flooding after days of continuous rainfall. Rising water levels in rivers, including the Mekong, have prompted authorities to issue flood alerts and warn residents in low-lying areas to remain cautious. Indonesia's Mount Lewotobi Laki-Laki volcano erupted today in East Nusa Tenggara province, sending a 5-kilometer-high ash column into the sky. The eruption triggered a red-level aviation warning, halting flights below 6,000 meters around the area. India's Abhishek Sharma has etched his name in cricketing history by achieving the highest-ever rating among batters in the latest ICC T20 international rankings issued today. In bowling, India's Varun Chakravarti retained the top spot. In shooting, Mukesh Nelavalli clinched gold in the men's 25-meters pistol event, while Tejasvini Singh secured silver in the women's category as India topped the medals tally at the ISSF Junior World Cup at New Delhi today. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. government shutdown begins amid political deadlock, hits key services and delays salaries of thousands of workers. 12 people killed as violent protests grip Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, with mass demonstrations demanding basic rights. At least 25 people killed in Ethiopia after collapse of an under-construction church in Amhara region. Death toll in the Philippines due to 6.9 magnitude earthquake reaches 69. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses grief over widespread damage. And United Nations raises concerns over nationwide internet blackout in Afghanistan. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.